Yeah, I mean, where do you start? It really has been the most extraordinary year. We have just published a report looking at how editors and newsrooms have coped through this year, but they haven't just coped, they've in fact thrived in such an awful, horrible year. There really have been some bright spots for journalism and in particular public service journalism. I think we have actually rediscovered why quality journalism matters. I think the public have rediscovered us, and that's really, really important in terms of how we deal with our audiences, how we talk to our audiences, how we reach them, and what they come to us for.
Just remind me, I'm going to jump in there. How many people are you actually reaching, and have you been reaching through the pandemic?
So the European Broadcasting Union has members and associates in more than 100 countries, and overall, our members reach more than 1 billion people around the world, not just in Europe. And in the news department, we're in daily contact, often multiple times a day, with newsrooms in more than 50 countries. And so we really have been in a great position to see how this pandemic has affected everybody, to see how the pandemic's affected how everybody works. You asked what's been the hardest thing. I mean, producing news content, broadcasting, when you're no longer going into that factory of news every day, has been one of the biggest challenges. But there have been some things that have been much more complex than the physical, how do you do the news? In terms of public service information, how do we define what that is? And one of the examples in the report that we've just published is about the often daily press conferences that you had in countries where governments would be giving really crucial public health advice. And huge numbers of viewers tuned into those press conferences every day in their millions. But then came a point where the governments, a lot of them realized, aha, we have this platform where we can say what we like and millions of people are watching and listening and streaming online. Traditional press conferences, politicians standing at the front, a room full of journalists who can ask questions and they can ask whatever questions they like. One of the things we saw was that when it all went online was that the governments would choose who got to ask the questions. They might pre-select questions in advance. They would only answer the questions they wanted to. There was limited opportunity for follow-up. That normal scrutiny that is part of the fabric of daily political journalism was distorted. And amongst our members, we had the opportunity to discuss that with editors in chief, which was the most informative and memorable thing for me this year, how to tell the truth, how to get to the truth in the middle of a pandemic.
It's obviously a very difficult decision on where you draw the line on giving politicians a platform to speak, because your broadcasters need support from governments to continue functioning. There's been a drop in advertising revenue that's hit the commercial broadcasters a lot, but at the same time, the whole world of broadcasting has been put under huge pressure. So, how do you continue to justify your position? How do you maintain that link with the public? Have you had to produce new products? Have you had to be more immediate in your response?
I mean, what we saw this year was an enormous spike in audience figures in all of our members. Just take evening news bulletins as one example. 2.5 times the average audience turning on and watching the evening news bulletins to find out what was the latest. The public really wanted information that they could trust. They needed it. This was a life or death situation. This wasn't a matter of political discussion. And what they wanted was independent and impartial information. And they came to us in droves and they stayed. And the young audiences, they came for television news bulletins, which was extraordinary, but they also started finding us on all the platforms where they feel much more comfortable. And that acceleration of the digitization of news, the traditional media had showed that it could turn on a sixpence, could create new products and be in the places where the audience needed us.
Just one question, a bit selfishly really, but here at the United Nations, we often cover these set piece press conferences from UN agencies. Is it something that people still want to see?
Yeah, I think there is a place for, boring press conferences. But then what's crucially important is to distill that information. A lot of the information around COVID and lockdowns and all the restrictions was and continues to be really confusing. And it is the duty of the media to take that information and do the best it can to make it as consumable and clear as possible.
The Title of a new report from the EBU, the European Broadcasting Union, is Fast Forward Journalism in the Viral Age. And this is, as you know, a 112-page document. So I've read through some of it, can't admit to having read it all, but it is fascinating, the insight that you get from 20 broadcasters among your membership. They've spoken pretty frankly about the sometimes very painful measures that they've had to take to cope with the challenges of COVID, not only working from home, but, you know, taking resources from one department, moving them into another. Presumably some journalists and quite a few are out of a job. So how hard has it been for the union and its members at a time when public service support is being squeezed? Is it even possible for a public service broadcaster to function without public funding?
No. I mean, it's absolutely crucial that the funding and support for public service journalism continues and is as strong as possible. What makes for quality journalism is knowing that you're secure in your funding, that your impartiality and independence is secure. All of those things are crucial to enable us to do our jobs properly. But I think what 2020 showed us, even the most aggressive politicians who would previously have been throwing mud at their public service news organisations weren't. They needed them. Everybody knew that this year that public service media was absolutely crucial to the safe functioning of society. And to protect the media and protect public service media in particular is crucial to that functioning of society, to democracy, to freedom, and in this case, to public health.
Thank you, Liz. You've explained my last question, which was, you know, what is it that's so unique about your union, your membership, that means that you should continue to justify your position in a post-COVID world? I get the sense that you will be providing the same traditional news bulletins, which are getting a big pickup among the public, but that you're also going to be providing something new, but hopefully not with less.
Yeah, I mean, we all need to be more efficient and we need to do what we can to be the most value for money that we can be, given that a lot of our funding, in some cases, all of the funding comes from the public. And we really understand the responsibility that we have in that regard. But security of that funding is crucial to be able to develop and grow. You mentioned there the innovation that we're making. The shift towards digital has not slowed down at all this year. We have a phrase in journalism that when you have a disaster or something terrible that happens, as everybody else is running away, it's the journalists that are running into it. Well, in this case, the rest of the industry was closing down. We were producing more output. We were introducing new programs. We were taking our content onto new platforms. We were launching TikTok accounts. We were launching Instagram accounts. We were introducing audience engagement throughout our broadcast. It was a year for us of innovation, yes, in some ways forced innovation, but with really fantastic results. And that's what we need to learn from. What worked? How are we going to continue to engage more with our audiences in future? Because that's our remit and it's hugely important.